bought. Thank you very much. Richard Desmond, founder buyer for Channel 5. MTV owner Viacom spending £450 million on Britain's fifth channel. Not a bad profit for the owner of the Daily Express and Daily Star, who spent just over £100 million on it 4 years ago. Liz, my question for you. What is Viacom going to do with Channel 5?
I have no idea, but it's going to be very interesting to
watch,
isn't it?
It is. It's going to be fascinating stuff, yes.
Yeah, but it's also very different to have an out-and-out American owner of a British domestic channel. That's going to be an interesting move. I mean, as you say, the Yanks are coming, and not the other way around, as we always hear. You know, the Brits are coming. It's not the case. So let's see what happens. I think it could be very interesting.
Matt, I ask you the same question in the search of a different answer. What have I going to do with Channel 5?
Well, there's two interesting things. One, they obviously have a lot of programme material that they can put onto the channel, potentially reduce cost to what an external would pay for it, which is interesting. The other bit is what they do with sales. So a lot of their current channels are with Sky Media and provide a good bulk of Sky Media's audience. Channel 5 sales team has seemingly done a good job recently. Do they pull their channels out of Sky and really focus on the Channel 5 sales team repping them too? Or do they move the whole lot into Sky, which makes Sky a very strong and dominant player in that market?
Which has implications for Channel 4, not least in terms of advertising, but in terms of, you know, audience.
And probably for ITV, back to CRR, and wanting that changed, suddenly it changes the market again.
I think it's certainly going to be another and different player, and that is going to change the landscape quite a lot, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Would someone like MTV, would they use it as a platform to sort of encourage people then to subscribe to some of its pay channels, or do you still have it as an entirely standalone business? Or
there's no such thing as an entirely standalone business, is there? I mean, they could easily use this as a Barker channel, and that would be interesting to see if that works.
Think of all the reality shows we can get with sort of bronzed idiots, with due respect.
Well, we're all bronzed idiots. No one can see us. Let's say we are.
I haven't got a tan. But I qualify for the rest. And the other question is, Channel 5's biggest show, which kind of single-handedly turned its fortunes around, was Big Brother, of course, which is up for renewal next year. So that'll be another interesting thing, whether they splash the cash or whether Viacom reckon they can go it alone.
I mean, I think clearly it's worked for them. It's generated the it's a lot of money to spend, but it's generated the revenue and helped the channel fix itself.
It's absolutely made the channel's value, hasn't it? That's why it sold for as much as it has.
And the other big deal I mentioned this week was concerns All Three Media, makers of Midsummer Murders, of course, which was bought by Discovery Communications, once linked to Channel 5, in a £500 million joint deal with Liberty Global. All Three Media has been on the block for some time, and as well as my favourite murder mystery show, Ed Makes Skins, which I've never seen.